KTWH, and you're listening to What's Happening on Friday morning, May 8th, 2020. And I have a special guest calling in. He's a regular with us. The city administrator, Dan Walker, has called in to give us some updates. Thank you, Dan, for calling in on a beautiful Friday morning.
Good morning, Katya. Great to be here. Would love to be in studio, obviously, but
yes,
I'm here holding the fort down at home.
Yes. Well, I tell you what, I miss having people in here, but we're adjusting as we all are, and I'm so glad to see you have a good list for me of stuff that is continuing on at the city. City is obviously still alive and well, and let's start with a city facility update. What do you have to tell us about that?
Yeah, just obviously with some of the things going on, we've had a few changes with some of the facilities, and obviously to keep everybody safe and healthy, we've had to change some of our operations. Until May 1st, or June 1st now, all city facilities will kind of remain closed, so City Hall will be closed to the public. The community building will be closed, and just some of those facilities will be closed in the meantime. The golf course did open on May 1st, so people can get a chance to get out there and get some fresh air on the golf course. The campground will remain closed until May 18th, at least May 18th. And then parks and beaches and things like that are open as long as people are staying, keeping their distance and being safe out there. So
I've definitely seen people out and about, lots of families, so that's really nice to see.
Yeah, I think that, you know, with the nice weather, it's good for people to get out and kind of enjoy things. I think everybody's getting a little sick of being cooped up.
Yeah. Yes, and so if you have city business, do you still call the regular city line?
Yep. Right now, our city crews are back on regular schedules, so you'll see the city trucks, and you'll see them kind of doing their normal work. And then City Hall is also open on normal business hours, Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30. And somebody will be there to answer your calls and help you out.
And I hear that the recycle center is not going to remain closed forever. It sounds like there is hope that it's going to open up before too long as people can do it in a socially distancing way. Although I'm guessing there's no date for that yet.
The recycling center is a county facility.
Oh, okay.
So I don't have an update on that.
I'm asking the wrong person.
I'm sorry. Hopefully they'll get open soon. I got a stack of boxes.
I know.
Recycled here.
I know. We all have these growing piles. And, of course, my biggest fear is that people will start throwing that stuff out. And so I'm really hoping people will hang on and it's have hope. It's going to open at some point. Okay.
You bet.
On with a small. Go ahead.
Just one other thing is our brush and clipping pile is also open 7 days a week, so people can go up and put their brush and leaves and other yard waste up there.
That's good to hear.
Not dumping garbage, but I know it's been very popular this year, and we'll keep it open 7 days a week as long as people are respectful of the facility out there.
Great. So that's the one right across from the county. Now I'm forgetting the term for it, but it's right in town, right off of 2.
Yep, it's off the Fairgrounds Road.
Fairgrounds.
From 2 Harbors Vet Clinic.
Yes, yes. Great. And I think a lot of people are out in the yard doing yard work, so that's very handy.
I've been, the report has been the pile is been growing very big this year because of all the use, so that
yeah.
The community can use that.
Yep. All right, and now we have, I know we've had one round. It sounds like the city is taking steps to aid small businesses that are restricted or closed because of COVID. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, back on at a meeting in April, the city council had set aside $40,000 from a city revolving loan fund, and then the Two Harbors Development Fund matched that with another $40,000, and the purpose is for some emergency grants for small businesses. So we're offering grants up to $2,000 for small businesses. There are some criteria that you can find. The council did approve the first round last night. They approved 10 grants for small businesses, and we should be issuing those checks this week. So I think it's been a really good program. We had a really quick turnaround on the first round. So
yeah.
I think the application pool was a little bit light, but we were able to get some money out to businesses that need it. And from what I understand, the council is going to be offering a second round on Monday night with a new deadline. And I'm guessing they're going to either put it on a revolving basis where we can get those, or we'll set a new deadline for a little bit farther out so that we can try to get a little bit more participation in that. But I think that's a really good program. You know, there's not a lot of ways that the city can help out businesses right now, but we want to make sure that we can do anything possible to help some of our small businesses open the doors back up here.
Yeah, that's great to hear. I know it's the small business that is, unfortunately, seems the most vulnerable to this type of economic shutdown. So that's really good to hear.
Yeah, I think we've been, you know, really proud of the community and proud of the businesses for hanging in there, you know, but I know we can't do it forever, and I know it's been really tough on people. So if you can get out there and support some of your community members, I think that's going to help us all in the long run.
Yes. Well, we talked to Janelle last week, who said, if you can buy it in town, buy it in town, curbside or whatever. Like, I think if we all keep that focus, that'll help as well.
Absolutely.
All right. Meanwhile, our road and sidewalk projects continue. Tell us about what's, now that it's May, I'm sure people are wondering what's going to happen this year.
Yeah, we, the city council had kind of a plan that they were going to launch regarding sidewalks, obviously prior to the COVID stuff. So that's been kind of derailed a little bit, but we do have a few sidewalk projects that we want to get complete this year. And we're also requesting that if homeowners have requests for sections in front of their house, to contact City Hall and put a work order in, and we can get them on the list for this year. If they want to do that, it is $50 per square. So,
yeah,
you know, per sidewalk square. So, and then they have to do a complete frontage. So they would have to do 10 squares. So it'd be, you know, that's a pretty general
right
section for homeowners. So it's a pretty good deal. It's, you know, it's actually a really highly subsidized program. It's a way for residents to get the sidewalks fixed. So if they do want to get those fixed, they can contact City Hall and we can get a work order in for them.
Okay. So it sounds like if you're someone who really is determined to get your sidewalk fixed, you can do that. You just have to be willing to pay $50 per block and the city covers the rest.
Yep, it's $50 per square. Yep.
Per square.
Yeah. You know, and like I said, that's a pretty smoking deal for people to do that right now. So,
yeah. Is that abnormal? Like, that's not the normal deal? That's a better deal?
You know, if you look at the actual cost to do those, you know, it would be a couple of $1,000 to do those. So it is actually a really good deal. We understand that there's a public purpose to get those fixed, but we also want the residents to participate in that a little bit to help offset some of the costs.
Yes. Now, there is an 8th Street project slotted for 21 to 22. Is that still happening?
Yep. The Lake County, actually, 8th Street is a county road, a Lake County road, and so they are actually leading the project along 8th Street, and I believe it is 4th Street is also a county road. But then to piggyback on that, there are some utility work that needs to be done by the city. So the city will also be doing some of the avenues in that area. So a few weeks back, the intention of the city was to hold some open houses and some public meetings to get feedback. Those were obviously scheduled for March and couldn't be held. So the city sent out just some brief information regarding the project, and I know the survey crews have been out there, and some of the investigations with the project have been out there. So if people are seeing that in the area, they understand what's going on in the area. And we did meet, I said, with Lake County yesterday, and they are intending on getting some more information out and trying to get some information out to people until we can get together and have a public open house or a public meeting where we can get some of the feedback from the community.
Right. Is that one of the reasons that these projects are being slowed down, is because public input is part of the process and that can't be happening right now? Or is it more a matter of construction delays due to the economic shutdown, or both?
You know, I think the main issue is, for especially for next year's, we're trying to move the projects forward, but obviously the public information and getting the information out to the neighborhoods and to the residents is really important. But it's really proving difficult because we can't have meetings and we can't have group gatherings. So we are looking into either some virtual options or some other options where we can get that information out to people. Hopefully, as soon as maybe June or July, we'll have some more of that out. But, you know, in the meantime, if people have questions, they can feel free to shoot me an email. It's probably the easiest way at this point to get a hold of me.
Okay.
My email is D, as in Dan, D Walker, at twoharborsmn.gov.
Great. Thank you, Dan.
You bet.
You also have something going with wastewater treatment facility bonding requests. We just talked about water, a little bit about water. So glad to see water is still on the priority list. Water is so important in Two Harbors. Tell us what's going on with that.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, clean water and protecting Lake Superior is pretty important to the city and to the community. And we are working on kind of a number of projects. We're working on, obviously, working with the Soil and Water District on a stormwater updates to our stormwater plan to treat our stormwater.
Yeah.
And then we're also looking at some requests from the state of Minnesota to do water improvement projects to our water treatment. And then also we have a big wastewater treatment plant improvement bonding request at the state right now to do an update to our wastewater treatment plant. You know, a lot of those components within that plant are from the 50s and the 70s, 1950s and 1970s, and are due for a big update here, so we can to keep the water clean and keep people healthy.
Yeah, I know I have talked with Luke on the radio about this, and I didn't know if there was an update. It sounds like that, you know, the bond funding for that big water project is still hung up in the legislature. I guess you probably don't have the inside scoop as to whether and when that might come through, but that's the status of it now, correct?
Yep, I understand that our proposal has been submitted, and it looks like the latest from the Capitol is they, you know, and this is pretty typical that they wait till the very last minute to put the pieces together and get some figured out. So Luke has been a great advocate. He's actually going to be doing a press conference later this week with some other folks to stress the importance of getting infrastructure fixed, especially for greater Minnesota.
Oh, that's great news. We should have him on the radio.
Yeah.
I know he's an amazing advocate for this, and it is something we all share. So I have high hopes that Minnesota will also be invested in clean water for Two Harbors, which means clean water for Lake Superior as well. How about our capital improvement plan? That is a plan that I know gets developed every few years, and I think you're in the midst of it right now.
Yeah, we're putting together our updates for the 2020 to 2025 capital improvement plan with some updated cost estimates and some updated projects. We had an open house scheduled for the first part of April, and obviously that was derailed too. So right now the council is kind of looking at putting together a final draft, and then we will again, be trying to figure out ways we can get that information out to the public for review and comment, and then look at approval probably later this year. I think we're going to put it all together and have the plan together, but we do need to have a public hearing and an open house so that the public can comment prior to being actually adopted and approved by the council.
Right. I'm noticing as I'm talking to you that, you know, as an elected official, or you're not elected, or as elected, the council, you know, we're all bound by our democratic processes, and if those are being slowed down, yet we also have the mandate to move forward on things. So you guys really are kind of walking a line where you must slow down, but you also have to keep moving things forward. So thank you for walking that line, and I'm sure all council members are working on trying to move forward in this world, and your challenges are somewhat unique to that.
You know,
I think it
it's obviously been stressful, but you know, the challenges have also kind of challenged us to innovate and find different solutions to problems. So, you know, some days you want to bang your head against the wall, and some days you find breakthroughs and new ways to do things. So I think it's good, and I think we've been really focused on trying to find ways to still deliver the services and the products and the information that we need to as a city government. But we're just kind of doing it a different way. So,
yes, and like everyone else, I'm sure there will be silver linings, things that never go back. Once we can go back, it'll be interesting to see what those are.
It certainly will, but obviously everybody's kind of pining for a little bit of normalcy around here.
Yeah, to put it mildly.
Yeah,
all right, Dan, thank you so much for calling in, and I'm sure we will check in again in a few months, if not before. Thanks again for your regular presence on the radio.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, if people are want to get a hold of me, they can send me an email at dwalker, Dan, D as in Dan, dwalker, at twoharborsmn.gov.
Wonderful. Thanks, Dan. Have a great weekend.
Thank you very much. You too.
All right. Yeah,
bye-bye.
That was Dan Walker, our city administrator in Two Harbors. You're listening to What's Happening on KTWH 99.5 FM, Two Harbors, Minnesota.